This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
John Gruden on Will Howard. John Gruden is Will Howard's biggest fan. And Howard went and did Gruden's quarterback class show for Barstool, and if you haven't watched it, it's phenomenal. It's really entertaining. Gruden is convincing because he's charismatic. I thought he was amazing on Monday Night Football. I miss him on Monday Night Football. He left to take all that money from the Raiders and then got exposed with some some pretty inflammatory, ignorant things that he said, inappropriate things, to say the least, in emails, and lost his job and lost his place in the NFL because of it. But he knows quarterbacks, he knows football, and he's a big Will Howard guy. And there he is right there on SiriusXM NFL Radio with former Steeler Jim Miller. Jim Miller, who did not have Lamar Jackson in his top three for MVP, which I love bringing up. And Gruden's going to sing the praises of this guy up and down and call Will Howard the steal of the NFL draft. Quote, "That guy's a stud," from Gruden. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. I know the show before us, Austin got in some hot water with the texters and listeners because he's being accused of Penn State bias. Now, apparently there's a belief out there that the Penn State fans are very anti-Will Howard, maybe the same way they were anti-Kenny Pickett. They don't like Howard because Howard went there and won. Howard's from Philly, and Howard always wanted to go to Penn State, and James Franklin looked down on Will Howard and thumbed his nose at Will Howard twice. Now, he wasn't going to take him as a transfer, I guess, because they have Aller there, but never thought Will Howard was good enough to play at Penn State. And Penn State fans circled the wagons, and they don't want to, I guess, give a guy who beat them at Ohio State and who the coach said, "You're not Penn State material," accusations aplenty that that's why Penn State fans are out in full force to say, "Let's not get excited about Will Howard." And Austin had to deal with that, apparently, on today's show. Do you think that that's true, by the way, Donnie? Your second favorite college football team, or maybe 1A for you, is Ohio State. Do you get the sense that Penn State fans want this guy to fail the same way they did Kenny? Do you think there's some of that going on?
I wouldn't say to the same degree.
But also want him to fail because they want the Steelers to draft Drew Aller next year and pave the way for him?
See, here's the thing, though. It's different. Like, it's an apples to oranges comparison for me because...
But is it still both fruits? I mean, is it at least somewhat similar? Or are we talking apples to ice cream? Like, what?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that Penn State people wouldn't be upset if Howard is nothing more than a career backup, because that means, okay, the way is paved for our guy to get picked next year. But that's the whole thing. The Steelers used the 185th pick on this guy.
Yep.
There is nothing stopping them from still drafting Drew Aller next April. It's not like they drafted the guy in the first round or two.
I mean, the way Howard stops them from drafting Aller is if by some crazy circumstance he goes in and plays this year and is really good. You know, that would stop them from drafting
that Drew would, Aller. But it's just a very small likelihood of it happening, since
sure,
he'll likely be QB3 all season and rarely get a helmet.
Well, then Gruden's going to be wrong. I mean, he's not going to get a chance to prove he's the steal of the draft if it's Aaron Rodgers 1, Mason Rudolph 2, and Will Howard's 3 for the entire year. I mean, I want to think that Howard has the potential to be the steal of the draft, because in the playoff, I saw some of the things that Gruden is talking about. Now, I also watched the disgustingly bad combine performance, but I'm going to weigh what a guy did in playoff games more than what he did in t-shirt and shorts, even though I get it, the combine's a job interview. But I want to see what a guy is made of in the biggest games. And look, he didn't answer the bell against Michigan. He didn't answer the bell against Oregon in the regular season, but then things got ratcheted up big time in the playoffs and he was nearly perfect. I mean, he was the MVP of Ohio State's playoff run for me personally. Yes, Donnie?
What was he really that bad against Oregon in the regular season?
No, he just made a horrible mistake at the end. Yeah.
326.
No, you're right.
Touchdowns, no picks.
You're right, but it was
28 of 35.
It was just such a gaffe at the end of the game.
It was.
That I think it cancels everything out. I said I had an unbelievable Will Howard stat, and this is coming from someone who A, wants Howard to succeed, and B, thinks he actually has a shot. I'm going to defer to Gruden here because I think Gruden's instincts and gut feeling on quarterback is pretty good. But this is just wild. And look, we've had great Steelers six-round picks, okay? Antonio Brown was a six-round pick. Greg Lloyd was a six-round pick. The late Tut was a six-round pick. Those are all phenomenal, all-time great six-round picks, as a matter of fact, all made by the Steelers organization. But you want to talk about the odds being stacked against Howard. Listen to this. So Tom Brady was picked in 2000. He was pick 199. He went in the sixth round. There have been 46 quarterbacks drafted in the sixth round since Brady in 2000. So from 2001 on, 46 quarterbacks have been picked in the sixth round. Donnie, how many of them do you think have a winning record as an NFL quarterback? 46 QBs since Brady was picked in the sixth round. How many went on to have winning records as an NFL quarterback?
The only name I'd be confident saying is Brock Purdy.
Well, he was a seventh-round pick.
Oh, that's right.
I'm saying six-round picks.
Sixth or later.
Sixth-round picks.
46 guys, how many have winning records?
Yep.
I'll say like four.
One. This is funny. The only quarterback picked in the sixth round that has a winning record since Tom Brady is Drew Henson. And he went 1-0. And his one lone win is a game he started and got benched in.
Cowboys, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it was on Thanksgiving. He's the only quarterback that went in the sixth round since Brady that has a winning record. Tyrod Taylor's 500. He's the closest. Gardner Minshew won 17 games that had a bad record. So many of these six-round picks either play and stink or never get a chance. Or in the case of Taylor, like he's a journeyman who's been around for a while and went to the playoffs with the Bills and has had a really good, like, long career as far as six-round picks go. But, like, if I were to rank all of those quarterbacks that have gone in the sixth round since Brady, our buddy Bruce Gradkowski would be in the top five. And Bruce was, other than, you know, his time with the Raiders and his rookie year with Tampa under Gruden, Bruce was a backup quarterback. Like, as much as I want to believe in Will Howard, the stats and facts back this up. If he's a backup quarterback who gets a second contract, Donnie, that would be a good career. Based on his peers or based on history with quarterbacks in the sixth round, most sixth round pick quarterbacks do not get a second contract. They're one and done. They play 4 years or less in the NFL. So that's what Will Howard's fighting, and he's got a great attitude, and he's a winner. Gruden's right about that. The guy won at Kansas State. He didn't win a national championship, but he won a Big 12 title there. He was a winner at Ohio State, the greatest of winners, the biggest winner, the national champion, one for one there. And I do give the guy credit for, you know, they took the ball out of his hands, actually, against Michigan is what happened. They wanted to run the ball against Michigan right into the teeth of that defense, and we saw those Michigan's defensive linemen. I mean, Graham went in the first round. And that's what they tried to do in that game, was beat Michigan on the ground and try to beat them at what they did best. And that's why they lost. And Howard wasn't good either. I mean, he threw a horrible interception in that game. But he bounced back significantly in the playoffs against Tennessee and against Oregon. He was tremendous. Notre Dame in the national championship game. But, I mean, history would tell you that he's not going to be a good NFL quarterback. History would tell you that what John Gruden is saying, Will Howard is the steal of the draft, that he'll be wrong. But I've got a soft spot for this guy. Like, part of me thinks he will be the steal of the draft. And me personally, like, I want to see this guy play this year. You know, I don't think you're going very far with Aaron Rodgers. And I do have hope for Mason Rudolph, but it would not take much for me to want to pull the plug on that if it looks like it did last year in Tennessee for Mason, and just see what Will Howard can do. I just mentioned Gradkowski. Donnie, go look up how many games Bruce played as a rookie as a sixth-round pick in Tampa for Gruden. Because that's an example of a guy who went to a team that wasn't awful. They had quarterback injuries, they had a quarterback derby, and guys dropped like flies or didn't play well, and a six-round rookie ended up getting playing time that year. Did he make some starts?
Started 11 games.
Started 11 games as a six-round pick, as a rookie. The only other guy I can think of who did that is Minshew. And I thought Minshew, look, if I told you right now Will Howard would have Gardner Minshew's career, do you think he'd sign up for that? I bet he would. You make Absolutely. A lot of money. He's been a starter in multiple places.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a starter a few times, and he is going to be, at worst, just a career backup the rest of the way that, like, people love because, oh, look, like, this guy's zesty when he gets in there. You don't know what could happen. You love being that guy.
If I told you that that's what Will Howard turns into for the Steelers, would you take that?
Yes.
So would I.
For a guy picked that late, absolutely.
And he's not going to play the same way. I mean, Minshew actually, like, tries to be Aaron Rodgers, but doesn't have the arm talent, accuracy, or ability to pull it off. Howard is, if he's going to be a poor man's anything, it's going to be a poor man's Josh Allen. If Howard's going to be anything, he's going to try to play like Daniel Jones in the NFL. That's who he stylistically, that's who he profiles as an NFL quarterback. But, I mean, the odds would tell you there's a very, very good chance that 4 years from now, he's completely out of the NFL. But we've also seen Tom Brady and Greg Lloyd and Antonio Brown and Terrell Davis picked in the sixth round. Am I missing anybody else who's an all-time great? Sixth-round pick? Any other six-rounders in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. Those are the first guys that pop into my head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.